Blackberry?
Or another kind, starts with an R.
Raspberry?
Okay, do they grow around here?
No.
Say if you were walking through the woods and saw some berries and you didn't know what kind they were. You might tell someone, you better be careful, those, and not eat those, they might be.
Poison?
And what kinds of bushes or vines will make your skin break out if you touch them?
Poison ivy?
Anything else? How can you tell poison ivy when you see it?
I just know it.
What does it
look
like?
It's a vine.
Does it have any special number of leaves or anything?
It probably does, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Say if a married woman didn't want to make up her own mind about something, she'd say, I have to ask.
My husband.
And he would say, talking about her, I have to ask.
My wife.
Any joking ways they'd refer to each other?
Old lady and old man, okay. I guess.
And a woman whose husband is dead is called a...
widow?
Okay. What if her husband isn't dead, but he just left her? Then she'd be a...
divorcee.
Do you ever hear grass widow?
No.
And the man whose child you are, he's called your...
father?
And his wife is your...
mother.
And together they're your...
parents.
What did you call your father?
Dad.
Anything else people call their father?
Papa.
Okay, what about their mother? What do people call their mother?
Mom or mama.
And your father's father is your...
grandfather.
And his wife is your...
grandmother.
What did you call them?
Grandmother.
What about your grandfather?
Gramp.
Okay.
I guess I never had one.
And something on wheels that you can put a baby in and it'll lie down.
Stroller?
Or they can lie
down. A buggy? And,
huh?
Baby buggy?
Okay. And you put the baby in the buggy and you go out and what the baby?
Strolling.
Okay. And if you had two children, you might have a son and a...
daughter.
Or a boy and a...
girl.
And if a boy has the same color hair and eyes that his father has and the same shaped nose, you'd say that he...
resembles.
Okay. Any other expression?
Looks like.
What if he has the same mannerisms and behavior?
Disposition.
How would you say that?
I would say he has the same disposition.
Mm-hmm. What about takes after? Do you ever say that?
I've heard it.
How would people use it?
I would say he looks like or resembles.
Mm-hmm.
But not he takes after his father. He takes after somebody.
You wouldn't
sounds like he'd be running him down.
It sounds like you're criticizing him?
No, it seems like he'd be after him, trying to catch him,
oh,
you know.
I see.
Something in this order.
And if the child was misbehaving, you tell him, if you do that again, you're going to get a...
spanking?
What would you say to an older child?
You're going to get punished.
Okay. And say if Bob is 5 inches taller this year, you say, Bob, what, a lot in 1 year?
Grew.
Okay, and you say you certainly have...
grown.
And if a woman was going to have a child, you'd say that she's...
expecting.
Any other...
pregnant.
Huh?
Pregnant.
Okay. Do people used to use that word pregnant much when you were growing up?
Not really.
What would they say?
Expecting, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Any joking terms people used? Or sort of...
in family way?
Mm-hmm. What about a sort of a vulgar term? Do you ever hear she's big, meaning she's pregnant?
No.
What about swallowed a pumpkin seed or broke her foot?
No.
And if you didn't have a doctor to deliver a baby...
well, maybe swallowed a pumpkin seed.
You heard that?
Yes.
What about the woman that would deliver the baby?
Midwife.
Okay. And a child that's born to a woman that's not married?
Illegitimate.
Any other names for him?